From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Alex Chadwick in the studios of NPR East, actually, Washington, D.C.
And this is a very good day for us to have you there, Alex. Of course, big news coming out of Washington tonight. The president is going to make his much-anticipated speech about where things are going in Iraq.
And that's where we're going on the program today. A series of conversations I've had that grew out of an editorial meeting last week. You remember we interviewed Congressman Duncan Hunter of California.
Right, the outgoing chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the House.
And in that conversation, he said he has a different idea for Iraq, but it doesn't matter. We all have to get behind the president. The country's in trouble. It's that question of presidential leadership that we wanted to explore.
And of course, the question, Alex, this is what we go around and around on in these editorial meetings, is who do you talk to? How do you find out about this stuff?
Well, I have three interviews coming up that I want you to hear. One is with a soldier who has served in Iraq and expects to go back. Another is with a former public official who's thought a lot about these questions of presidential leadership. But we're going to begin with a mother, a high school principal in South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Her name is Marty Barrett. She has four children. Three of them have been in Iraq on five different tours of duty. One is still there. I spoke with her just before the program today. The question, presidential leadership. Marty Barrett, the president tonight is expected to call for a surge, an increase in American troops in Iraq. As the mother of a son who is currently in Iraq, is that good news for you?
Well, I would like to know details as to why he wants a surge. Thus far, I haven't heard anything to explain what he feels their mission will be, a timeline, and what specifically he hopes they'll accomplish.
So you have one son deployed in Iraq now and two other kids who have been there and maybe would go back?
Correct. I have another son who returned from Iraq in the fall, another son who was previously deployed. However, he is now in active Freddy Reserve, so I don't expect him to go back to Iraq, but my son, who's currently there, he has an identical twin who could very easily go back at some point.
Well, you're kind of like a Rorschach pattern of the entire country. I mean, here you are, a person with doubts about the war,
mm-hmm.
but a mother who has a son who is in the war. You want to support the troops. You have maybe a dwindling confidence in the commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, where does that leave you?
With many sleepless nights, I have to say, and very conflicted, and filled with lots of mixed emotions.
In what way?
In the way that for the past 3 years, almost continually, I have had one of my children in a combat situation, in a place that I don't believe we should have originally gone to, putting themselves, you know, in constant line of danger. And that's a very hard thing. It's a very hard thing to send any child that you have raised off to war. It's even harder when you don't feel that the original conflict was necessary to begin with.
What about the notion that we are in trouble and we must follow the president because he is the commander-in-chief?
And that's true. And I know from my son's perspective, he is their commander-in-chief. It is not for them to question what their mission is, but to complete the mission. They're not there fighting for the president, so to speak, but they're there fighting for their buddies.
If there was a big political argument in this country over the president's plan, how would your son feel about that? Do you know? Would you have concerns that the troops are going to feel like the country's not behind them, so that would be bad for morale, so that's wrong?
No, I don't think that. I think the country's been very clear about supporting the troops and supporting the young men and women who are over there, regardless if they disagree with the politics. I don't think that's ever been a cause for concern for any of my kids.
Marty Barrett is a high school principal in South Deerfield, Massachusetts, with a son currently on active duty on tour in Iraq. Marty, thank you.
You're welcome.